Chapter 42. Comrade Ossipon, nicknamed the Doctor, went out of the Silenus beer hall. At the door he hesitated, blinking at a not too splendid sunlight, and the paper with the report of the suicide of a lady was in his pocket. His heart was beating against it. The suicide of a lady, this act of madness or despair. He walked along the street without looking where he put his feet, and he walked in a direction which would not bring him to the place of appointment with another lady, an elderly nursery governess putting her trust in an Apollo-like ambrosial head. He was walking away from it. He could face no woman. It was ruin. He could neither think, work, sleep, nor eat. But he was beginning to drink with pleasure, with anticipation, with hope. It was ruin. His revolutionary career, sustained by the sentiment and trustfulness of many women, was menaced by an impenetrable mystery, the mystery of a human brain pulsating wrongfully to the rhythm of journalistic phrases. Dot dot will hang forever over this act. Dot 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 it was inclining towards the gutter dot 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 of madness or despair. I am seriously ill, he muttered to himself with scientific insight. Already his robust form, with an embassy secret service money inherited from Mr. Verloc in his pockets, was marching in the gutter, as if in training for the task of an inevitable future. Already he bowed his broad shoulders, his head of ambrosial locks, as if ready to receive the leather yoke of the sandwich board. As on that night, more than a week ago, Comrade Ossipon walked without looking where he put his feet, feeling no fatigue, feeling nothing, seeing nothing, hearing not a sound. An impenetrable mystery. Dot, he walked disregarded. Dot dot, his act of madness or despair. And the incorruptible professor walked too, averting his eyes from the odious multitude of mankind. He had no future. He disdained it. He was a force. His thoughts caressed the images of ruin and destruction. He walked frail, insignificant, shabby, miserable and terrible in the simplicity of his idea calling madness and despair to the regeneration of the world. Nobody looked at him. He passed on unsuspected and deadly, like a pest in the street full of men. End of Project Gutenberg's Text of the Secret Agent, by Joseph Conrad. Agent by Gutenberg Edition.